When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get on the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple products, your iPhone, iPad, and iPod. You can also find us on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. So however you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. And it's an honor and a privilege to have on the show with me back again, Daywood Davis, 2017 incoming class out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida for college football. From Somerset Academy Charter, he's a wide receiver, and he is Syracuse's first verbal commit for 2017, 2 years in advance as we sit here at the time of us talking here in the middle of summer 2015. Very happy to have Daywood Davis back on the show. We talked about Syracuse just a little while ago, and now this time talking about Syracuse, it's talking about a verbal commitment. Daywood, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And Daywood, what made you commit with 2 years to go and two more seasons to play for high school football? What made you say yes to Syracuse?
What made me say yes to Syracuse is, like, I feel I can better myself as a player, and I can make myself a better individual in Syracuse's program.
What has been the last month for you, the last few weeks? Because you and I talked recently, and when we spoke, we talked about five schools of interest that you had, Syracuse being a part of that, and now we're a few weeks later and you said yes to Syracuse. What have the last few weeks been like for you that led you to this commitment?
What led me to this decision is that I was doing a lot of research about Syracuse, and like things clicked in my head and had triggered me to say yes, I want to be a part of that program. So I made it happen.
What are some of the things when you say that you were seeing things and they triggered you to say yes to Syracuse? What are some of those things that made you say yes?
One of the things that made me say yes was the education was based in their fan base.
And what can you say about the fan base? I know that they're very active on Twitter. They have the Cuse Twitter Army. What can you say about Syracuse fans on Twitter?
They're very exciting, and all of them are full of energy. And I like that.
So when you look at Syracuse, you said that, you know, there were things that really helped you to do it. I know you were talking about education a little bit. What were some of the other things that really made Syracuse the right fit for you? You talked about the fans. You talked about education. What else was it about the football program that made you say yes?
Another thing that made me say it was on their coaching. Like, I really love the coaching there.
And what can you say about the coaches at Syracuse as far as what you know about them and who they are?
The coaches at Syracuse build a lot of chemistry with on the players, so like family. And me myself, I like to build relationship with coaches as well. So like that really triggered the trigger too.
Have you been able to really get to know what some of the coaches are about there, from Scott Schaefer, the head coach, to any of the position coaches? I mean, what can you say about that?
The coach I really keep in touch with is Coach Joe Adams.
And what do you think about Joe Adams? What can you say about him?
Well, me and Coach Joe Adams have a wonderful relationship. Like, yeah, every time me and Joe talk on the phone, every time we talk on the phone, it's so exciting. Like, we have a whole bunch of energy towards each other.
And what are some of the things that make you feel like he could be a good coach in that offense? Obviously, he's the offensive line and you're a wide receiver, but what makes you feel like he could be something truly special for you, that relationship that you have?
He can be too, because he likes my determination, and he likes players that like to work, and that's all me right there. That's all I do is work, work, and work.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub where
a cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Now, when you and I spoke, like I said, you had your top five. There's schools around Florida from your FAUs to FIU that have offered you, and obviously there's the Miamis, the Florida States, and the Floridas of the world. I mean, your recruitment continues. Some of those schools could offer you in the future. How committed are you to Syracuse football? Are you done with your recruiting 2 years in advance? Are you still looking at other schools? How does this kind of look like? What does this look like for you?
I'm kind of really done with my recruiting, because I'm to me, Syracuse is the place for me. I feel like I fit in great there in their program.
What are some of the things that you feel like make you fit in great in the Syracuse's offense and their program? What are some things that stick out to you as far as what you know of the team so far?
What really stood out to me is that that their receivers get the ball a lot. So that really played a big factor in the situation.
When you look at Syracuse currently, I mean, how informed are you of the team? Do you ever watch them on television? Have you been paying attention to Syracuse football over the past couple of years? I mean, how much do you know about Syracuse's football program as it is right now?
I kind of grew up watching Syracuse play on TV every time they play on Florida State, Florida, Miami. I really tuned in those games.
Now, you coming up to Syracuse from Florida, is that something that is difficult for you? Does it not matter to you? Like, we had talked about a couple minutes ago, there's a lot of Florida teams that try to get players to stay at home. What do you think about leaving the state of Florida to go up to Syracuse?
I feel great to leave Florida. I don't want to stay in Florida for college.
And what makes you not want to stay in Florida for college?
What makes me not want to stay in Florida for college is that I've been here all my life, and I want to see something new.
So you had said to me here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, speaking with Daywood Davis, that you're pretty much done with your recruiting. A verbal commitment to some people is their bond. It's like writing it on paper. To other people, a verbal commitment, they can still change their mind. You said you're pretty much done with recruiting. How safe is it to say that you're going to end up at Syracuse when this is all said and done? I mean, are you 100% Syracuse? Is there a little part of you that thinks maybe you could go somewhere else? How do you look at it?
I'm 100% Syracuse.
So is it pretty safe to say that you're not going to change your mind from now until 2017?
No, I'm not going to change my mind.
So what does your family think about you heading up to Syracuse from Florida?
My mom's very excited.
And what makes her excited about this? What did you talk to her about? Bring me kind of into your decision-making process. Did you sit down with your mom before you made your decision?
Yeah.
And what did she have to say?
She told me the decision was my decision, and any school I pick, she's gonna support.
So once you picked Syracuse, were there any other schools that were hard for you to say no to?
No, not really.
So from all of your other offers, there wasn't any other school that was really close to Syracuse in your mind?
One school that was close to Syracuse, that was NC State.
And what made NC State close to Syracuse?
What made NC State close is that I really like their program. I really like their program at NC State, but, you know, things change.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calachibeta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a dream. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 and a half West Miami Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
So what was the separation for you? You know, you said that NC State was close to Syracuse. You liked their program. What did Syracuse have that NC State doesn't?
What Syracuse has is more like, Or the feeling is there at Syracuse, and like, I didn't really have a feel with NC State.
So when you look at Syracuse overall and you look at this future for you, you said that you're 100% Syracuse. When you were going through this decision, what made you want to make the decision this early in your recruitment with 2 years to go?
I was talking with my mom and I told her I want to commit before my season started.
So committing now with 2 seasons to go at that wide receiver position, what made you want to do it now? I know some people say they want to commit before the start of their senior season, but you're committing before the start of your junior season. What made you want to do it before this season?
Now it's because I wanted to build my chemistry early.
Have you reached out to anybody else that's committed to Syracuse as far as the 2016 class?
A player just hit me a text on Twitter. So I'm going to get to know him soon.
What does it mean to you to be a part of this, though? I mean, 2017, you are now the face of the 2017 incoming class at Syracuse. You're the one that's holding the torch. You are the guy right now as the only commit for 2017. What does that mean to you?
Well, that means a lot to me right now. I'm so excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am.
Are you already going to go out there and try to recruit players to come with you for 2017? I mean, is that something you want to do?
Yes, of course.
So how do you go about it? What's kind of your message? How do you view Syracuse, and what would you say to another high school player about coming to Syracuse? What would be your words if you were out there trying to recruit and get people to come with you to Syracuse? What would you say?
I tell the player that Syracuse is the place to be. You come here with a legacy.
Do you feel like the history of Syracuse is going to be written in a more positive light now? Can you see a change coming? Do you feel like you're going to be part of a positive change for Syracuse?
Yes, there is.
And what makes you say that you feel like Syracuse is about to have some positivity coming their way?
They're building a strong program there.
And lastly for you, Daywood, what do you want to say to the Syracuse fans? I know you said that they've shown you love on social media and gotten in touch with you. What do you want to tell the Syracuse fans now that you're the first commit of 2017?
What I want to tell Syracuse fans is let's get ready to go to the national championship. So get prepared because we're going all the way.
All right, Daywood. Well, you can't have any bigger words or a bigger want and goal than that. I appreciate you coming back onto the show and talking with me. Congratulations on making your decision, which I know you wanted to get out of the way, and I look forward to talking with you again on the show soon. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Oh, okay, no problem.
All right, talk to you later.
Talk to you later.